When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's how the industry works. You know what I'm saying? Once you get to a certain level, you know what I mean? That's what they do. Because, like, for me, for example, they sat me down. You know what I'm saying? They sat me and down. You know what I'm saying? And they were like, yo, two of y'all are cooking right now. You know what I'm saying? But you got one choice, man. You could either do this. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? I was thinking about, like, yo, what, like, you know what I mean? Like, what's the this going to be? What's the this going to be? And they were like, yo, you got to jerk your dog off. And you can never wear a hat again. And you can get this movie. And I was like, bro, I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm here. You know what I'm saying? The homie ain't. You know what I mean? But that's just what it is. But I talk too much about this shit.
Yeah, but just relax.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. But it's the truth, though, Liz. I don't care what they do to me. Now I don't care what they do to me.
We're going
to
get you out of here. Nah, you just got to chill.
Get me out of here. Get me out of here because, yo, you know they're going
to
come for me.
That, but I just need you to chill.
You know they're going to come for me.
You took your medicine today?
I didn't.
Just do some of it.
There he is, boys.
Oh, shit. There he is, boys. Yo, I told you. It was coming to get me.
There he is. Grab him.
You set me up.
Grab him. He knows too much.
See? She don't like the Dominican.
He knows too much. Liz, thank you so much for your cooperation.
Oh, shit. Yo, I knew it. See? It's the truth.
He knows too much, Hassan.
They're trying to silence the truth, yo.
Hassan, it's been a pleasure working with you behind the scenes.
Oh, shit. Yo, you in on the truth?
Thank you so much.
Oh, shit.
Boys,
yo.
Wrangle him up. Let's get him out of here. He said too much.
Yo, nah. Yo, be your help. Be your help.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 31 of the most provocative podcast with the best intros in the world. It's your boy, T Dollars. You already know what we're doing. We're smoking big packs. We're doing evil deeds. You already know, we only grow the finest and the stickiest of the icky. This is episode 31. Victory light, baby. Listen to the sweet sounds of sorrow.
A victory light. A victory light.
Yo, you never fail.
That wasn't even intentional.
Bro. Yo, yeah, bitch. I told you don't move. I hope you didn't move because if you did, I'm gonna give you pow pow like when your mom made you kneel down.
Nah, they didn't. They don't know we got snipes on all of them.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? Look out your window. Matter of fact, don't. You know what I'm saying? Because you're gonna lose your noodle. This is episode 31 of the most fire viscosity. Damn, I just totally made that shit up. Yo, wow. Viscous. Podcast,
you know what I'm saying?
That's right. You know what I'm saying? This shit is art, motherfucker. Abstract, fine art. You know what I'm saying? Modern art. And it's your boy. You know what I'm saying? The Kid Murder Human fucking Durag Five. I'm in the building with Liz Bell Ortiz. I'm at the Reno Valle, the God. You know what I'm saying? And
Hassan insane.
Yeah. It's episode 31. You know what I'm saying? episode 31. You know what I mean? Because we're in the 30s now. You know what I mean? We think about starting a family.
Yo, that's crazy. We got 30 episodes in, bro. That's yeah. awesome.
It really doesn't feel like that
at all. I feel like we're due for a brawl, bro.
Yeah, I feel like
we were supposed to beat the shit out of each other by episode 15. 100%. That was like my goal when I started.
I know. That's what you put. I already know. You came with Iris and Andy. I knew what time it was. I was like, yo, we're going to jump these.
We're going to stab you guys that night.
Yo, that was crazy.
Damn, man. This is why you can't trust these Brooklyn rat fucks. Damn it.
Yo, come on. I seen you on Smack DVD.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't worry about my past life. I'm a new woman.
She was like, yo, don't worry.
Yo, I never seen her and 50 Cent in the same room.
That's, yo, come on now. I was like, you got Sia Castro in your phone book.
Yeah, bro.
I know about you.
All I'm saying is I'm still healing. I'm still recovering. I'm a good woman with a bad past.
Yo, you recovering? We got a lot of folks on the men on the team, you know what I'm saying? But we warriors, B. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We got the Mamba mentality. We play hurt. You know what I'm saying? All that shit. And somebody who's playing in our fucking faces right now, you know what I'm saying, is Four Bats.
Yeah.
Listen, youth. Please.
Oh, boy.
Put me on, because I never heard of this guy in my life. Yeah. I think he has 82 seconds of music out in the world, and now Drake is doing a joint with him. I don't know. I don't know what this means. Is he an industry plant? You know what I'm saying? I know that word gets tossed around a lot. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. But Drake's interest in him has piqued my interest, because we know Drake is like the Shao Kahn of music. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll just come and be like, yo,
your soul is mine.
And then Madonna tried to do the same shit to him at Coachella. And that's what he learned. It, like, he stepped it up to the next level now. So who the fuck?
Yeah.
Because I saw Four Bats and I was like, oh, cool. Like, all right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I must be on the wrong app. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I must be on my kid's Little League app instead of fucking Spotify.
Honestly, I thought it was a video game.
Like.
So, okay. So for anybody that doesn't know, Four Bats, he's an American singer. He's from here. And he.
Like a singer or a sanger? You know what I'm saying? Because it's like Michael Bublé versus like Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh, no. He's more on the Ty side of it.
Okay.
But I'm sure he could flex some Michael Bublé type shit if he wanted to. he has weird song titles. Like, the song, he's known for the song Act 2, colon, date at, like the at sign, 8. So Act 2, date at 8, as in like he's going on a date at 8 o'clock, right? Debuted at number 76 on Billboard and went viral on TikTok like late last year. I'm thinking October or like September around there. But anyway, so like you were saying, he's got like 82 seconds of music. Well, like less than 10 minutes of music. He's got 3 songs out total, and they all add up to less than 10 minutes of music. And he's got 9.5, as of this recording, 9.5 million monthly listeners on Spotify.
Jesus Christ.
Sway.
I saw a snapshot of this, bro.
Yo.
I can't imagine what it's like.
Yeah.
To be an artist who really, like, really, 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 I'm talking about really loves.
Yo.
And put their blood, sweat, and tears into their craft to see shit like this.
Like,
mm-hmm. Bro, this, like, if I was, like me, being an author or writer, I see people get all kinds of crazy book deals.
Oh, yeah.
You know, mine is in the gutter, Lizard playing handball, same thing as a brain. When I tell you, bro, it would paralyze me. Like, I would still create the things that I want out of love, but wow, bro, like, how do you as an artist, and this is a good question for Rainey, because Rainey's in the music industry, and he's somebody who really does care about music and the art of it. How does it feel to see shit like this happen? Because it's all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we get to see these, like, artists who are handpicked by somebody specifically in the higher-ups, and there's like, yeah, you're next.
Yeah.
And then you have millions, bro, of people who have been making this kind of music or just making art for years, decades, some of them. Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, I think, so I guess I want to lead by saying, shout out to Four Bats. Like, you up, bro. Like, he's like 22, I think, or 23.
Oh, shit.
Super young. So, like, young kid, you know what I mean? Get it out the mud, whatever. Like, shout out to you, bro. Like, you up. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So everything I'm about to say is of no slight to this kid because the tracks go crazy. Yeah, they're all like 2 minutes or less, but like that's the state of music. Like
I was about to say, bro, you know? Like what happened? Like
what happened to a bridge and a chorus?
Yo, like hello, and also just like I remember timing shit by songs. Like yeah. your yeah. average like hip hop song was like 4.5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like you got like a couple verses on it. Depending, on, like bro, Wu-Tang song was like, yo, this is gonna be 5.5 minutes.
Yeah, there's gonna be 5.5 minutes. Cause there's 9 of them.
You know what I'm saying?
So
they got a bridge and a chorus.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And like they got shit talking at the end.
Yeah.
So it's just like and everything. I don't know, man. Like $20 in the wash jar. Shit just felt more like intentional and like organic. You know what I'm saying? Like yo, we trying to do this.
Yeah.
With this joint. You know what I mean? Like we're gonna talk about. On this joint, as opposed to like, yo, this shit just goes crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, yo, this goes crazy. Like, that's just the criteria.
That's just the criteria now. Yeah, because I think it's because, like, bringing up, like, the Wu-Tang era in particular, everybody had a part to play. And that's not to say that, like, the people don't now, because there's people putting the work in. Like, shout out to the homie Jade. Jade is a independent, like, she's a freelance, like, writer. She's a person of influence in the game, and, like, I give her flowers like any chance I get. It's a shout out to a Wife of Agony on Twitter. But she's deep in the scene and like she's deep in like a lot of pockets. So like she's out there like going to shows. She's basically like she's one of those people that like she cares about the shit too. And she's like doing the work and like she's like she's putting like, a lot of A&Rs to shame, low key. Like, type of work she's putting in, and like just out of the love of the game and shit, is amazing to see. So shout out to a Wife of Agony, Jade. I love you so much. I'm gonna take you out to dim sum again soon. I promise. But she, the reason I bring her up is because she's someone whose opinion I hold dearly and I respect a lot. And she was like, Forbats is not an industry plant. I've known of him since at least September. He's just been in the right spots at the right times and the right places, whatever. And you know that. And I hit her with the Idris Elba gif, like the one of him in the backseat of the car, like looking around. Like I hit her with that shit because I'm like, yo, you're someone whose opinion I respect. You hold weight in my eyes, and I still don't agree with that shit because, bro, like. It's like what Liz was saying, bro. Like, yo, you got less than 10 minutes of music out total. Okay, I'm gonna put this shit in perspective. It's March right now.
Mm-hmm.
In January, Kanye West called Forbats his favorite new artist. And in February, Drake showed him love at like a nightclub or whatever.
Oh, so this, I see. Like,
it's March now.
Yo.
You see what I'm saying? Right. Like,
peep the, look, yo. My eyes are turning into lasers right now.
I feel like I know what you're about to say.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm about to say. They using this kid as a beef mechanism.
Bro.
This is like...
Is it not a dick war?
You know what I'm saying?
Is it not who got the biggest dick
war? A proxy dick war,
yes.
Bro. Like, oh, he's your favorite artist? Oh, guess what? I'm going to get a verse from him and he's going to be on my shit. Ah, ha, 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 ha. And they pulling this kid two ways. Damn.
The Nicki Cardi thing. Nicki and Cardi do that a lot.
Yo.
Where it's like...
They both fuck with Lotto or whatever.
Yeah, right.
I remember when Ice Spice came out and the Munch song was going crazy. As a Bronx Dominican, obviously Cardi's gonna reach a hand.
Yep.
Brought Ice Spice to the strip club the next day. They had a little bit of, you know, they had some pick jobs, whatever. A week fucking later, a month later, Nicki signs Ice Spice. She got the feature.
She got
the Barbie soundtrack.
Yeah.
And it's like they literally be having a big pussy contest.
Yo.
Like who really got the pull? Who got
the
plug?
That's crazy, yo. Because, like, the Kanye piece was the missing piece of the puzzle, because now I was like, this don't make no sense. Now I totally get it.
Yeah.
He might as well be a Kardashian, bro.
So there's a lot of, there's a lot of discourse going on around Forbats and shit. And it's like, you know, they're saying, like, oh, he bit his style or whatever. But listen, it's 2024. Everyone and their moms is making music. Whatever, I promise you, whatever sound you think your fucking bubbling new artist bit from somebody, I promise you, whoever they bit it from got it from somebody else.
Yo, that shit has been, that shit got re-rocked 80 times.
Yeah, bro, because we are in sample hell. Like, we are in re-rock.
Sample hell.
We are in re-rock prison.
You're absolutely right, bro. Yeah. Like, I just saw Juice WRLD accusing Cardi of stealing one of his songs, but the beat was a Missy Elliott beat. It's the She's a Bitch instrumental. Then his fans are piling on Cardi for using the same sample.
Yeah, it was a Slump, a Ski Master
Slump. Oh, Slump Dog.
Slump God.
Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, Ski Master Slump
bro,
God. Yeah.
If you like 25 and under, that ass don't know your name if you're a rapper. Show me a picture, I'm going to say it's XXX.
Yo! Which, by the way, I thought was a reggaeton artist for the longest.
Yeah.
I was like, remember the old Yo Reggaeton Sex? I'm like, oh shit, DJ Nelson presenta XXX Tentacion.
Yeah, man.
But the only takeaway I have from that is that I would love to be called an industry plant. That would be my goal.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, shout out to bro. Like, really, like, from the bottom of my heart, shout out to bro. You did it. You lucked out. Congratulations.
You made it, baby.
I hope you survive the Drake feature, but because that shit has not fared well for a calm 99% of people that he has co-signed. And I hope you see past that shit. So, like, and the discourse has been crazy. Like, you got people saying, like, his manager is creative director for RCA Records, and like, which means that he had the plug before he even dropped like a song.
Oh, okay.
I guess what I'm getting at is like, what's the difference between being an industry plant and having like people behind you who believe in you, right? Because people could say the same about me, and like, not to, you know what I mean, showboat or whatever, but like, there's actors that have been doing the shit for a million years, bro, and they never got the in. Mm. And my first gig in showbiz at all was on Showtime. You know what I'm saying? So like,
R.I.P. Showtime.
But
Rainy Levin should died.
Yeah, but somebody could say the same. Like, yo, like, he ain't even work for that. Mero just plucked him out off of Twitter.
What? Well, I'm here
like,
to
would
tell
they that. Would they be wrong?
I mean, the thing is, like, I think the difference between like what people would call an industry plant is like, for example, like this guy's manager works for RCA. It could be that he became his manager because he saw him one night.
That's true.
Like he could have been like scrolling TikTok like everybody else and been like, oh shit, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Let me reach out to this kid. Reach out. Yo, I'm so-and-so at RCA Records. Da 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 da. If you a 22-year-old kid just putting music out.
Yeah.
And you see that, you get that email. I remember when I started writing, like, and I would get emails from TV people, and I was like, oh shit, like, oh, y'all reading my little blog?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh, yeah, let's go do this shit. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But the difference, I think, is between that and watching somebody watching them develop. Like, yo, listen, it's like baseball, like minor league shit. Like, yo, I'm watching this dude work his way up through single A, double A, triple A. He's ready for the big leagues, bro. Let me go get his ass. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, for me, that was the process with
that's
you.
What
but
I was
like,
gonna say. It's literally the same thing with the difference in the industry plan thing is that even though he found you, right, on Twitter, you were doing the work.
Yeah.
Your entire life you've been doing the work, because doing the work is you being yourself.
Yeah.
Being funny, creating art. To you, it's just you being Rainy, but that's you literally creating art, being yourself, being upfront about being yourself, not hiding in the bushes.
Yeah.
So, like, even though he himself probably plucked you out of Twitter, you had how many followers?
All
of these people have watched you.
You know what I'm saying?
Even me. I've been following you for like a year and a half, bro. I've seen this dude is fucking hilarious, bro. This dude is, like, there's different levels, you know? Like, so we're all seeing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then somebody who has the right position is like, yo, I need that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I need that person. Yeah, on my
give me
team.
The motherfucker who did the Kia commercial TikTok. I need you to commit a felony.
Commit a felony. I know y'all see it. I know y'all probably in the car right now listening to Victory Light Podcast. And I know you probably laughed so hard that you got into an accident. You got into an accident on the Hudson. You said, I don't know what to do. But you know who you gonna call? Top Dog Law. You.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And thank you guys so much for the kind words. I really did not mean to make it a glazed sesh.
No, just glazed?
But that was really the perfect point, bro, because yeah, I do think that it does play in you just knowing the right people.
Yeah.
You being in the right place at the right time, that's very thing. But how could you be at the right place at the right time if you're not working?
Yeah, right.
You could have easily spent the last 10 years being a tattoo artist as you were and just simply focus on that. Never strive to be a comedian, never strive to make content, never strive to do anything else. You just wanted to be a tattoo artist. How would he have found you?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Like, we legit, yeah, there's some positions at play, but you decide whether you in that room or not.
Yeah.
And get the shot, you gotta make the most out of it, is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And like, yo, speaking of fucking making shots, bro, taking shots, you know what I'm saying? Believing in yourself, you know what I mean? Shout out to Four Bats, like you said. Shout out to you, bro. Also, part of me is like, yo, is this like TikTok? Is this like the TikTok algo, like putting something in front of a lot of people's faces and then those numbers just blow up across like everything?
I mean, it does happen. And like, just based on his Spotify, right? Like, his first single, Act One, Stickers 99. Whatever the fuck that means. Like, and again, not hating on bro, I fuck with the songs. I fuck with all three of the songs. As a consumer, this shit don't make me no difference. Like, I don't give a fuck if he's an industry plant. The songs go crazy. But as an artist, I'm like, damn, bro, this shit really rigged, I guess. Because, like, bro, the proof is right here. You could go on Spotify. It tells you the exact date the shit dropped. It dropped June 27th, 2023. So you mean to tell me in 9 months, this man has dropped 3 songs, has 9.8 million monthly listeners, a cosign from Kanye and Drake. Are you fucking kidding me? Don't play in my face, bro. Yo. Don't play in my fucking face, bro. Get the fuck out of my face, bro. Come on, bro. The act two is a just over a minute long, right? Act one is, again, just over a minute long. Act three is 2 minutes long. What the fuck are you talking to me about?
Why are you calling these shits acts, bro? They're vignettes.
What are you saying to me right now? So yeah, that's all. But I fuck with the songs, but I'm just saying, let's not play in people's face. I've been doing this too long for motherfuckers to try to tell me that I'm crazy for looking at this shit for what the fuck it really is.
You know who's crazy?
But shout to bro, he up.
He's up. And you know who else is really up? Like, and up in every category, be fiber, riboflavin, you know what I'm saying?
Billy Rubin,
you know what I'm saying?
Who is Billy Rubin?
Like everything, B. You know what I'm saying? And that's my man that did, bitch, eat a salad. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
I mean, yo, shout out to Gable on the radar, bro, because he be mixing it up. Like, sometimes he has some dudes up there that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In like tech suits, like rapping, drill rappers,
hip hop.
Guys.
Sometimes he'll have Bruiser Wolf on there.
You know what I'm saying?
I fucking love Bruiser Wolf. I'm sorry, yo. Hey, shout out Big Bruiser. Shout out to Danny Brown. Shout out Bruiser Wolf, bro. I've been saying this shit for weeks, but it got tight. I had to grab O. Bro, I fucking love this song so much. Yeah, shout out to On the Radar. Yeah, shout out Bruiser Wolf.
Bro, Young Kaza. We be having like just a mixed bag of motherfuckers on there.
Yeah.
And he had.
What the fuck are y'all talking about? Y'all said too many male names at once.
Y'all said too many male names.
I'm lost.
Oh yeah. Man!
So this dude Gabe runs On the Radar, and it's like the new. Remember back in the day when people used to go to like Funk Flex,
to freestyle
and shit, or go to Clue to freestyle. I feel like now that shit has shifted to like the internet, where it's like On the Radar. I can't even think of like the other ones, but like On the Radar to me is like the most prevalent.
They had an all female freestyle,
right?
From all, I think all the women were from New York.
Right.
Fire.
Right. Yeah. So like he's had like Connie Diamond up there, what I'm saying? Like
that's how I was introduced to her, by the way.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he's putting a lot of people, like, you know, like Drake went up there and did his thing, whatever. But like, so it's everybody, right? It's like established guys, it's up and comers.
Yeah. Before that, it was a Kinda Neat. You remember that?
Yes.
Kinda Neat. It was that room with like a bunch of like comic pages or like comic book panels all over the walls. It was just like a dark ass room and like same setup. But like, it's been a thing for a while. But On the Radar is really like kind of. Sort of taking the spot as like the head,
the top joint,
the top joint right now. Yeah, the top spot.
Yeah, and my man went up there, just started rapping about eating healthy.
Yeah, yo, and the shit, man, he was talking.
He was spitting.
He was talking on that shit.
You know what? We might need that, man.
You know what I'm saying?
We might need that.
Yeah,
yo,
we got too many Xanax pill popping.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, let's go the other way. Let's get some greens and shit, some kale.
Yeah, I want to hear about some positive shit.
Drink water.
Yeah. Bro, he said you gotta get your fiber right, yo. And like from the clip that I've seen, shout out to bro for being very conscious and like not really like fat shaming or like being fat phobic at all during that shit. Like, he was strictly about his greens
just,
for real.
Yo, just nutrition.
He was just like, yo, it don't matter what you look like eat a salad. Your life would hit different if you kept your diet balanced. Yo, how would you feel if you heard that shit? Yo, Liz, because you heavy in the battle rap bag, right? How would you feel if like you was watching a match or whatever, and he hit the opponent with that shit? Like, you'd be like, "Yo, eat a salad. Your life would hit different if you kept your diet balanced."
And then I'm behind you, like, if you kept your diet balanced.
Don DeMarco.
Yo, I swear to God, they just called me and they said, yo, we got some Tahitian prosciutto that we got to sell. You know what I'm saying? So we going to sell this Tahitian prosciutto. We'll be right fucking back.
They got me outside.
A victory light.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction time.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry though, he's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A victory light.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with Victory Light, and we hope you liked those ads for these Ukrainian carburetors that we're trying to push forth. And now we're back.
It's to help with the war effort.
I don't even know what a carburetor is.
Well, we got to sell them for Ukraine.
But we got to sell them. So.
Yo, if you got a Ukraine flag in your bio right now, buy a cop them carburetors.
Yeah. You mean?
You got to help.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yo, speaking of motherfuckers that need help, yo. A lot of people need help, man, but Ryan Garcia might need help because he went on a Twitter space with the fucking human fucking prostate tumor, Andrew Tate,
who
has not a single redeeming quality, went up there and was talking about, yo, I seen some things. I see some things, man. They made me see some things, man. They're hurting people, man. They're hurting people. And he got on his whole, yo, Baphomet, yo, the owl territory, the Illuminati, boo, yo, feed them, boo, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. What he really was on was the Perico, B.
Yeah.
IMO, you know what I'm saying? Like, allegedly, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying? As a former purveyor of narcotic, you know what I'm saying? I've seen the lock jaws. I've seen the swinging jaws. I've seen all type of jaws. Mm-hmm. And the way he was talking in that space, he sounded like he was talking like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you too cooked up, nigga, you fucking sitting there.
You got lock jaw on the motherfucker.
Like, you just cooked up like a motherfucker. You just, everything is... Everything that you're talking about.
Stop doing that. Remember, you scared me.
Yo, let me tell you something, Liz. Everything that I talk about it with this level of passion because I'm so cooked up.
Oh, my God.
Like, yo, I can't even move my teeth.
You're giving me Miami withdrawals.
Yo, let me tell you something. Yeah, Miami. This will be, yo, we at Nikki Beach. I can't open my mouth.
We at Nikki Beach.
I can't open my fucking mouth right now, but yo. That's the type of energy he was on, just all over the place with it. And like I said before, off mic. I've had people in after hours tell me that they was going to change the fashion game with houndstooth. I'm like, okay, cool. You're going to make houndstooth t-shirts and you're going to change the fucking game. Good luck on Karma Loop.
Yeah.
But, bruh, like, he's out here wilding, but he then released a follow-up video being like, yo, I'm going to focus on my fight. Yo, I was wilding. I might have said some things, da-da-da-da-da. And then, of course, like, I had to, I commented on the Instagram shit. I was like, bro, YouTube University got y'all niggas in a full fucking Nelson, bro. Yeah. Like, these motherfuckers, they don't know how to, like, fam, first of all, if you live in the hood, I've seen people do coke, but I haven't seen it be, like, widely accepted in the hood.
Yeah.
As it is in other places, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, the fact that people, like, refuse to believe, like, yo, homie's on drugs. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's because you're from the hood, B, and coke is not really like an acceptable thing to be doing out in the open.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll all sit here and pass a blunt around all day and drink a bottle of Henny. We'll share a bottle of Henny. We won't even have cups.
Yeah.
If somebody pull out a little pooch and start hitting them.
I'm gonna run out this bitch.
Hold on, man. You got too much dip on your chip.
What the fuck? Yo, what is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's what it is. I'm just like, yo, man, listen. Bro had an episode where he was off the bed eeks, you know what I'm saying? Hey, fam, he came in the game through Oscar De La Hoya, who is the King Perico, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know,
like,
man. The thing is that you're talking to people who were raised by the internet and raised by like 40 minute Illuminati videos.
I'm
speaking from experience because I used to be on that same fucking before Reddit was Reddit. Some fucking asshole on a computer rewinding, playing songs backwards. For 2 hours on YouTube.
Look what Tupac said.
I remember I was
should
like,
shot me.
They put Beyonce Single Ladies backwards and it says some shit about the devil. I said, this bitch. Almost had my ass. You see, now if I was a heroin addict, I would have kept going down that YouTube path. And this, my friend, is what we have now.
That's it.
Yeah. Also, I think it's important to note that when you play a contact sport or a combat sport,
oh yeah,
like you're taking, like that's fucking massive cranial like injury, like over and over and over, and I think Ryan Garcia was supposed to fight Sean Strickland, right?
And
he's out. And Sean Strickland tweeted a screenshot of he Googled. How old was Ryan Garcia when he started boxing? And it highlighted, Garcia started boxing at the age of 7. Sean Strickland posted that screenshot with the tweet reading, "No amount of money is worth the damage that has been done to this kid's brain. I'm out."
Look at that.
And afterwards, he tweeted, "I love fighting and I love MMA, but I've done irreversible damage to my brain over the course of 19 years. I've taken far less damage than most. Can't wait to be done with the sport in a few years." And if that's anything to go by, if you've been fighting since you were 7.
Come on, dog.
And then you're off the, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a dangerous combination. You know what I mean? It's like being evil. What was it? Evil and hungry?
Yeah. You will do and say some diabolical shit.
I'm telling you, dog.
You know what I mean? Because that's crazy. Like,
it's wild. Yeah. And then, like, again, like, this is all entertainment, man. Like, and I feel like a lot of motherfuckers don't realize this, it's not just Ryan Garcia out in the world living life.
Yeah.
It's Ryan Garcia. He has a publicist. He has a manager. Mm-hmm. He has a money manager. He has a business manager. He has an endorsement guy. He has a sports agent. He has a this. He has a that. That is a whole team behind this motherfucker. Mm. And somebody heard that shit that he was saying and was like, motherfucker, if you don't sit down right now and make this fucking Instagram video saying that you were bugging,
yeah,
you're going to lose a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, yo, bro, like, listen, just...
So as
be normal,
as someone like who is like, as someone who's been in those in like Hollywood spaces with like big names, big producers,
yeah,
someone who's been in rooms with a lot of money, like how off color is he really? Like
1,000,000% off. Yo, listen, okay. Dog. I sat look, and you don't talk about evil.
Yeah,
like I was at the MGM Grand. With fucking Shane Smith from Vice, mm-hmm. a bunch of motherfuckers from Google, like fucking Steve Stott, like the most random assortment of rich motherfuckers you could ever think of.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what happened. We went to dinner. Then they were like, yo, you want to gamble? And I was like, not really. Like, y'all are rich. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We went to a fucking little private, you know what I'm saying? Like casino room thing, whatever. It was at like a...
Oh, like some Sopranos hotel room shit.
Right. Like walking through the back. Yo, the guy with the briefcase is meeting you. Like you got a lot of dough. Bro, we just walked past and it's just like mad like Asian businessmen. Like playing Mahjong and shit. Like for millions of dollars. Like thousands and thousands of dollars per hand. So I'm just like, I also don't know how to play that shit. So I'm just like, I'm watching them smoking bogeys back to back like...
Yeah.
What y'all doing over there?
Like yeah.
Like with like that fucking like Chris Brown, this is a throwback reference, but in that Chris Brown concert where motherfuckers started shooting.
Yeah.
And he was
they're getting it in over there.
And then he's like, oh yeah, he's shooting. And he's like, let me get the fuck up out of here. That was me watching these Asian dudes like blow down like 50,000, 80,000 racks like at a time. So I say that to say this. At no point did anybody say, yo, you want to fuck a baby? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you want to fucking molest a child?
Yeah.
Yo, you want to do... Nothing happened, bro. Two women showed up who said that they were a lawyer and a doctor. And I was like, you're lying. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I know what you're here to do. And I respect you. You know what I'm saying? But...
That's not me.
That's not me. Because suck cock?
Yeah.
Oh, is that true? Okay.
Yeah. They were there to suck
just
cock.
Just to clear it up.
Yeah, they were there to suck cock. But like, you know, as a business transaction. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Not on some like, yo, we're just going to suck your cock.
I understand it.
You know what I mean? Like,
I hope that they were paid beautifully.
Yeah.
I think that the confusion is, well, not the confusion, the terrible part is that there are so many people in power who are sick. Eventually, like, these things come out years later.
Mm-hmm.
And we find out some of the most fucked up shit that the people that we loved and adored did. And then you have that tied to like the conspiracy theories. That shit don't make no good. And then we got also the added conspiracy of people being clones.
Yeah.
So it's like,
Yo. You
have that plus a generation of people who don't even click on links to read the full article.
No, not at all.
They just read the headline and be like, yeah, bro, some shit is happening.
That's right. Yeah, Bad Boy did fuck Taylor Swift.
Yeah, like,
you know, all, like what?
Like, yeah.
What
does that mean? Things are chained together, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, motherfuckers calling Taylor Swift a government operative.
Yeah.
Like, fam.
Bro,
no.
It's so funny.
She's
like,
just a very popular white woman, dog.
Yeah.
Like, and is Gwyneth Paltrow in the CIA? Like, what the fuck are y'all talking about?
It would be there.
I've had a, when I was reading like the Reddit stuff, like the negative stuff, like before, that shit hurt my feelings a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. So I showed it to my friends and I was like, damn, like the people listening to the podcast didn't really like me or whatever. But now I'm turning shit around because I'm an evil genius and y'all can't fuck me. But... you gotta hit the Skeletor. but I showed that shit to my friend and she was saying like. One of my best friends, actually, shout out to Blue, but she was saying, like, these people talk about you like you're never going to read these because they feel like you're, because you're next to Mero, you're next to Liz, and you're on this big platform that you're in a different echelon, so these comments are above you, or you're never going to see them. So they talk crazy about you because they feel like, well, he's never going to see this, so who cares? And, like, I think it's insane, like, the level of celebrity that people attribute to you, like the shit that people put on you, like you, Mero, especially, like, and then like they meet you and shit, and like you still like Mero from
Like, bro, fucking this motherfucker, he's
Creston.
Yeah, bro. Like, this motherfucker, he ain't brushed his teeth today, I can tell. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm just like, yeah, bro, I brush my tongue. Yeah. And I rinse with Listerine. So what? Yeah. Sue me. I'm a regular dude. You
know and,
what I'm
and I think, well, yeah.
Meryl so was out in front of 368 tagging one of the walls.
Allegedly. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. He didn't write that at all.
It was just a. It was me. It was probably a dream. Yeah.
Yeah, no, actually, it was me.
Yo, she was in a fugue state, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you this, who else is about to be in a fucking fugue state. And thank you, Mike Tyson, bro. Because you about to put an end to this whole fucking Jake Paul, Logan Paul fucking shenanigans of them being boxers and this, that, the third. Mike Tyson is supposed to fight Logan, I believe.
Logan Paul?
Logan Paul.
Yeah.
And he said...
Oh, no, Jake.
Jake Paul. Yeah, and he Jake said, Paul. I'm going to end him.
And who said that?
Mike Tyson.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I believe him.
If I would believe anybody, I would believe Mike Tyson.
I want if the motherfucker with the tribal face tat says, yo, I'm going to end you, I would tend to believe him.
And he sounds like this?
Yeah.
You know, if a motherfucker with a tribal face tat, you know, if he say, oh, it's over for him, I'm going to end him. Yeah. He's not going to have a career after I'm through with him.
Yo, how you reach that octave in your voice?
What happens is when you the world champion, you know, when you somebody like me and you had to prove yourself day in and day out. Yeah. You had to prove yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Get the fight.
Who the fuck is this little kid? I eat him. He's food.
He's food. He's an embryo to me.
He's an embryo.
He's not even a baby. He's not even a baby.
He's a cluster of cells.
That's it. And you know what? I eat cells. I eat cells for breakfast every day.
Every day. I'm a convicted felon. You understand? I'm a criminal.
Praise be to Allah.
He never seen somebody like me before.
And then he ever the praise be to Allah. You're like, oh, yeah, shit. Yeah, like, yeah, he's really about that life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He fucked the motherfucker up on the plane. So, listen.
He did. I remember
Tyson
that.
Is my dad's age, bro. And just the same as my dad will still wash me, Mike Tyson will wash. I think Mike Tyson can walk in here and wash all of us simultaneously.
Like, speak for yourself, bitch. I'll put Mike Tyson in the headlock. And then I'll bite his fucking head.
Oh, my God.
You like biting his? I'm going to bite your other ear, bitch.
Funny enough, I met Jake Paul and Logan Paul.
Were they like cool or were they like, whatever, bitch?
They were like, you know, Vine stars at the moment. Also, I'm terrified of white people, so I didn't get too close. Not white people like that. Like a Spaniard I might look at, but a white American.
Yo, the white, yeah. White, yo, listen, you can't, it's like, it's like this, I treat white American people like raccoons. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I see you outside during the day, I'm gonna stay away. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might be dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might have rabies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what's going on with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially if I see them in the hood. If I see you anywhere, if I see white people East Tremont and you're not Albanian, I don't know what you're doing here, bro. Yeah. I can't talk to you. I gotta go away. I gotta go that way, like Pun said.
Shout out to Greer Barnes. I watched one of his stand-ups, bro. This dude said one of the funniest fucking jokes. He said that a white woman could rob him with a scream. If she just straight up walked up to him and was like, give me your fucking wallet right now or I'm going to scream.
Scream?
Yeah. He would just,
take it, Nikki.
Bro, white women are terrifying. But I heard that white Americans, that like white people around the world kind of look at white Americans as like the like, yuck.
Like y'all, look
at them. Yeah, Jesus like you're Christ.
Like, what is it? Like S tier is like the highest, and like the lowest is what? Like whatever that tier is.
Yeah, that's like
American.
D tier. Yeah, like D tier. Yeah.
Like, if you're doing power rankings, American white people have D tier white people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Finland's looking at them like, ugh. You know what I'm saying? Like, ugh.
So Mike Tyson is 57 years old.
God damn.
Yeah, 57 years old. And
he's got 3 years left of a good working cock.
Oh my God.
Yo, that's Iron Mike, Liz.
Yeah. He's got three strong, long years.
And, Jake Paul is 27.
Yeah,
so that's a 30-year gap.
I gotta ask you guys this. As people who watch sports, I'm assuming.
People? I don't watch that shit.
I'm an animal that watches sports.
Are these fights for real? Because I can't imagagine... Mike Tyson.
Mike's not throwing a fight. I'm telling
what I'm
you
saying,
that right
like,
now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've seen Jake Paul go up against some of big name boxers, bro. these last few years. Is this shit real? Or is it just for money?
So so I called the Floyd Mayweather fight. I was there, like I was calling the fight.
Oh shit.
And at a certain point in that fight, Mayweather was just like holding this motherfucker up. Floyd Mayweather is like the size of my 12-year-old son. You know what I'm saying? Jake, I think it was Logan Paul, like the bigger one. The big tall one that was like in the forest of Japan, he got in trouble because he was like, yo, look at all these dead people, bro. Whoa.
Yeah, he showed the dead.
Yeah, I was like, yo, you're wildin'. He was the one that was fighting Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather is infant size. Like, that motherfucker could get fully wardrobed at French Toast. You know what I'm saying? Like that nigga could go to Cookies and fuck it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, or H&M, kids section, and just go crazy. And this man had the big Paul, like, wheezing, bruh. It's a different level of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like athletic, like, not even athleticism, just preparation, you know what I'm saying? And Mike's been doing that shit for mad long. And on top of it, just like Rainey was saying, yo, Mike ain't throwing no fight. That nigga's 7:30, bro. Like, he's going to go in there and he's going to just hear the Kill Bill siren.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, as soon as that bell rings.
What you mean by that? Like, he's going in to knock him out.
To knock him the fuck out.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, like, he's not throwing the match.
Yeah, nah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what he looking like, you know, financially and shit.
Yeah, but Tyson got money, though. Like, he got the Bud shit going. He got his own type of media shit popping off. So listen, if he's managing his money correctly, he don't need to do this for money at all.
Yeah.
I think he really is doing it for a bag, and also just be like, I want to kill this little white boy.
Yeah.
I want to kill this little white boy. I want to tear his eyelids off and make a romaine lettuce salad with his eyelids and some cucumbers and cherry tomatoes. I want to use his testicles.
Because if you eat salad, you're going to get your life right.
That's right.
You know? You got to eat a salad.
On the radar. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take a break and tell you how to eat your salad through your nose, because you're going to have to do that while I break your teeth. We'll be right back.
A victory life.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry, though. He's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A victory light.
Yo, victory light. Big 31 in this motherfucker. Welcome back. And speaking of getting up there in age, you know, Mike Tyson definitely getting up there in age. And curious to see how this 30-year gap is going to affect this boxing match.
I'm going to tell you how it's going to affect the boxing match. It's not going to affect it at all because Mike Tyson is Mike Tyson and this other guy just
it's
made
a
fun
guy.
Of, it's just a guy.
Yeah.
With a very expensive Pokemon card. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah, man. But speaking of Pokemon, man, fucking... And anime, you know, we were just talking about anime. We were just talking about, like, how shitty the community is to people who genuinely like this shit. And how exposure to it in the West is kind of like a big fucking deal. You know what I mean? Like, it's become a big deal to us because of exposure to it. And two big proprietors of that exposure, one big proprietor was Toonami.
Oh yeah,
the Toonami block on Cartoon Network.
Yes,
that was a lot of people's intro to anime. Basically,
that's how I watched the entirety of Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, and the two shows responsible for that were Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z, and it is with great fucking sadness and regret that I inform the audience that Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball, and also responsible for like things like Chrono Trigger and like the art behind like Dragon Quest and things like that, he's been active in manga and anime in that space. He's been a pioneer of that space for well over 40 years. Has passed away.
Damn. Rest in peace to the homie, man.
Yeah, Bird Studio dropped a statement saying that he actually passed away on March 1st due to an acute subdural hematoma, and he was 68.
Man.
So.
Rest in peace to the homie.
Rest in peace to the OG,
God.
Really.
OG, yeah.
To the
yeah.
OG, man. Because if it wasn't for Toriyama and his work, and if it wasn't for Dragon Ball, a lot of motherfuckers out here wouldn't even know what anime is.
Yeah, nah, that's a super fact, bro. Yeah. And like, you know, it's fucked up. It's sad, bro. Father Time comes for everybody, and you know, but there's only one motherfucker that Father Time can't be. Goku, nigga. He can't be Goku. Fuck Time can't beat Goku.
He not beating Goku.
He not beating Goku, though.
Can he beat Goku?
Huh?
Yeah. Timeless, bro. Timeless. That shit is timeless.
Goku ain't never took an L.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Goku is the motherfucker with the fire, right?
Yeah.
Don't he power up with the two hands?
Yeah. The Kamehameha,
I done been hit with a few of those in my life.
I know Andy's just fucking with water balloons, rocks, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, man.
With this shit. God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. Motherfuckers don't even say shit. They'll just walk past you and just be like, bitch.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yo. Nah, rest in peace to the GOAT, man. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
He brought anime to the hood, bro, because I'll keep it a super duper buck with you. There's a lot of people that like don't even like they just watch Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
They don't even realize like, yo, this is anime. Da, 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 da. It's just like, yo, Dragon Ball. You know what I mean? Like fucking Star Wars. Like people watch like this. This is a sci-fi movie. Nah, it's Star Wars.
It's Star Wars, yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's how big and impactful Dragon Ball was, bro. Yeah. And I remember big and impactful in my life also because when I was in high school, I went to a rave one time and I was on mad ecstasy, bro. And I was mad thirsty, right? And nobody had nothing to drink in that motherfucker, bro. It was like some random ass like warehouse in Brooklyn, like off of Jefferson. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like on the L, I think it was like the L train. I don't even know. Parts of Brooklyn I never went to in my life.
Yeah.
Went there and I was so thirsty, I thought I was gonna die. I'm not even lying to you. I thought I was gonna die and pass out. Then I see this dude from across like the dance floor type of shit, right? Like it's a big ass warehouse, it's like an open space. This dude, it's like the Red Sea parted for this motherfucker, man. And he was in there with two glow sticks, right? Just going like this. But in one of his hands, he had the glow stick and something else. Like, he had, like, a bottle of some shit. So he's, you know what I'm saying, coming at me. And I'm, like, this is like a rave. But I'm a motherfucker from the Bronx, B. So I got straight back cornrows and a red steep tech on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, mountain gears or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm not dressed. I don't got the UFOs on, even though I did use them to steal things, allegedly. This motherfucker approaches me, right? And as I'm starting to see him, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm so high, my eyes are vibrating. This motherfucker's starting to get close to me, close to me, close to me. And I just see his shirt. And my man got the silky button up.
Oh,
the
I know.
Goku on his shit, like,
yep.
Wow. Yeah! Yep. And I was just yep. like, oh, is that the ass of a 40 that you have in your hand with a glow stick? This man gave me the ass of a St. Ives 40.
Oh, no.
And that shit tasted like the best Kool-Aid you ever made in your fucking life. Oh, that shit tasted God. Like Gatorade after a marathon. I was like, yo, I don't know who you are, bro.
It was Rainy from the future.
Yo, it was me. Rainy Looper, bro. Yeah,
it was me. It was me in the 4XL Dragon Ball button up. Yeah. Yeah. We got to bring those back.
Yo, bring them back.
Bro, I don't know how every Edgar I ever went to school with had one of them shits. Bro, I don't know.
Flames on it?
Yeah, bro. They had the future Trunks button up, bro. Yo. Shit was crazy. They had the future Trunks button up with the K-Swiss on, bro.
Yo, with the K-Swiss. Like, God damn, nigga, how many stripes you gonna put on this shit?
Yeah, bro.
She got 38 stripes.
Shit was nuts, bro.
Yo.
Shout out to every Edgar, bro.
Yo, shout out to all the Edgars, bro. Shout out to you for inspiring not only anime silk button downs, but also an entire haircut.
Yeah, you and Edgars, I feel like Edgars are all very faithful men.
Yeah.
They all have a wife and they settle down. They 100%. Play their games.
100%.
They wake up. Their wife got their lunch ready.
Yeah,
for them.
They send money back home to Guatemala all the time and shit. You know what I'm saying? They the Diti lives in the house with them and shit. You know what I mean? She be helping out.
I fuck with Edgars.
Yeah, Edgars that go by Edgar. If they go by Eddie, they're a piece of shit.
Yeah. I agree.
You know what I'm saying? They're a piece of shit and they over here.
And if they're Dominican too.
Also, I mean, that's a given. Come on. Let's be honest. Come on, y'all.
I love that it's just in the Koreans. Even Dominican men.
Yo.
Damn, I feel bad for my beautiful brothers.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's we fight an uphill battle. You know what I'm saying? But the good thing about it is that the stereotype makes the bar so low.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. I'm present in my children's lives. And people be like, yo, you the dad of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's it.
That's all it takes, you know?
Yo, all it takes is me being like, yo, I made you pancakes this week.
Bro, all it takes is for me to be outside with my children.
Literally, the other day I saw Rainy with his kids. I'm like, yo, this is so sweet. I haven't seen a man with his children in decades. Just casually, strolling around New York City.
I like
City.
You.
Let's hang out.
You got good vibes. You're an active father.
I like you, bro.
But we should get back to the days of stoning people who are absent parents.
Yo, that would be ill. That'd be ill for a couple of reasons. Cause yo, listen, you could, if you bring back stoning, I feel like people will
calm the fuck down.
Will really calm the fuck down a lot.
Yeah.
That part. You could make a lot of money with that shit, bro. You could do pay-per-views.
All right, now you on your DJ Envy shit.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't gotta find a way.
Oh,
yo,
man.
Yo, let me tell you something. We could turn one stoning and this one family stoning into a five family stoning. We just bury everybody neck deep, all the whole family, and we just throw one rock. And it just bounces over their heads.
And we could also bring back the gallows in the Times Square.
That's right.
You know, talking about Times Square, that's what that's called.
Yeah.
They don't want you to know this. Mm-hmm. They don't want you to know this, but fortunately, I'm here to put you on game.
That's right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
All we got to do is pay a $7,000 course now to get the rest of the
information. That's
it. Exactly.
All you got to do is come down here to Times Square, go to the Nuts for Nuts cart right next to Elmo, and I'll be doing a seminar there with handcuffs on.
With handcuffs on.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Yo. Speaking of handcuffs, fuck Joe Biden. He belongs in them.
Yo, listen, and I said this shit a lot, you know what I'm saying? And damn, I feel like this is not mansplaining, this is my opinion. You know what I'm saying? But I feel the lasers coming out your goddamn eyes.
I didn't say that.
I didn't even say that. You ain't gotta say that. Nah, but yo, it's fam, there is, if you work at a motherfucking Home Depot and you 85, they're like, yo, listen, we love you, bro. Mm-hmm. But there's a cake in the break room with your name on it. This is your last day here.
Yeah.
Because you fucking crashed the forklift 8 times, nigga. Mm-hmm. So you got to go. If you're a fucking airline pilot, you know, whatever the fuck you are in this world, B, you could be fucking at fucking Burger King, like making big kings. And if you over a certain age, they're like, yo, get this nigga out of here, B.
Mm-hmm.
I say that to say this. And people be saying, like, yo, Trump and that. Nah, these niggas are the same age.
Yeah.
They the same age, bro. It's just that Trump takes way more Adderall, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? Like, mad more Adderall, bro. Anybody that breathes like this, like between their tongue and their teeth, yeah. that's the Addies, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That post-nasal drip, that's the Bedix. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, man, like, these motherfuckers are just too old. And everything this motherfucker saying in the State of the Union is a Chappelle skit, bro. Like, yeah. old Chappelle. You know what I'm saying? I knew Chappelle, where he's just like, Joe Biden got titties. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. It's really like some... It's like, bro, Marjorie Taylor Greene is there with a red hat screaming. Like, duh. Like, what else is she going to do? She's over there fucking neighing.
Yeah.
Like,
Kamala Harris high as a motherfucker. High as with the best blowout you're going to see this year.
Oh, my God. She's cackling for no reason, but her hair is laid. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
She's always high, and her hair is always laid. Two things you can count on.
Yo, it's crazy, bro. So I'm just like, I almost want to change my question from last episode of, like, what would you do if a society was, I'd be like, yo, I just fucking, I'd be the vice president, B.
Like, yeah. What? I've never, bro.
It's like being a backup quarterback.
Bro, the vice president and the first lady got the same job.
Yo.
Literally, bro.
I don't know shit about politics. Yo,
just make sure this motherfucker don't shit in his pants. Yo, State of the Union was shambles. First of all, this motherfucker came through like he was doing a club walkthrough.
Yeah.
Dapping up 100 people. Like, yo, bro, just listen, you got your turbo bar is this long.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you 89,000 years old. Just get your ass up on stage, deliver this speech, and then fucking go home and take your sleepy time.
He got a speech, bro. He thought it's just a meet and greet. He don't know. Yeah. He don't know what's going on.
Oh, what's going on?
He thought he just got off the bus. He don't know he got off the plane. This motherfucker is fried.com, bro.
Yo, he walking through. He's like, yo, wow, when does little baby perform? Nigga thought he was at Rolling Loud.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard that new Four Bats?
Oh, yo, fuck off. Oh, my God.
Motherfuckers like, oh, that's the president. Oh, he's here.
Obama's here.
Goner.
Yo.
This country is a joke.
Yo. Bro, yeah. No, I'll be
we
feeling
are
like
cooked.
I'll be feeling like the comedian in Watchmen. It's all a joke.
It's all a
it's
joke.
All a joke. Like,
yo, because look, you mean? Now we already know what it's gonna be. You know what I'm saying? Because what's the name? Nikki Haley conceded. She was just like, yo, I'm out, bro. Like, I'm a walking L. So we know it's going to be Trump versus Biden, bro. And this is crazy because this is like, this shit feels like one of them fights that they put on that you're like, bro, don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like we was talking about the Bum Fights DVD. When we was little, it was just like, yeah. And then you get older, you're like, damn, these motherfuckers are getting exploited. This shit is mad sad. That's what this presidential election feels like.
I think that they should fight each other, bro, physically.
Yeah.
And whoever wins can kill themselves.
Yeah.
Bam.
And then we'll take a break. We'll figure whatever the fuck the shit is going on.
100%.
Give us a year. We gonna recoup as Americans, right? All of us together.
Yeah.
And maybe next year we'll be in a better mental space.
You know what I'm saying?
And like, we won't be so fucking stupid.
Yeah. Like, why are we rushing? You know what I'm saying? Why are we rushing this shit? Let's just have no president for a year. See how it works out. You know what I'm saying? And then we bring in somebody that actually is like, you know, presidential.
Right. Because you know what I mean? This whatever we got going on, bro. Absolute fucking madness.
It's madness.
The fact that we then has got to tune in to a presidential debate or just anybody giving a State of the Union press or you getting up there and 75% of it is you stuttering or just like breathing.
Yeah.
Bro, go. I don't even be telling people to kill themselves. But.
Bro, no, I have the answer, bro. We need to take a break for a year, like you said. They got to duke it out like you said. But I think after all that, we just got to find Ja Rule so he can make sense of all this.
Where's Ja?
Where's Ja?
Somebody find him. Fuck.
Yo! 31, bitch! You know what I'm saying? Episode 31, motherfucker! Victory like the most dangerous, provocative, sexy podcast in the world. And no, we not potting.
No.
We are making art. Okay?
Goddamn right.
So enjoy. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to the goat. You know what I'm saying?
Akira Toriyama.
You know what I mean?
Toriyama-san. Rest in peace, baby.
You know what I mean? And we will see y'all in a couple days. You know what I'm saying? Because I keep saying next week. Nah, it ain't next week. Because we coming double fisting y'all.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Yo.
A victory light.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.